Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast with Jessica and Kristen. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. My name is Jessica.
And I'm Kristen.
And I'm coming from you from Whistler, BC. West coming Coast of Canada. You. Coming at you. Watch out. Well, I feel like people automatically assume we're in the same room.
I know.
But we're not. As I put it on one of our previous podcasts, when my geography shone through, was that we're on different continents,
didn't different I say? Continents.
Yeah. Same continent, different coasts.
Totally. Different countries.
Different countries.
Okay, I'm in Boston.
That's right. But I feel like people just maybe, I feel like we sometimes need to remind them that we're not like cuddled up on the couch together.
That's true.
Right. So we just decided to do a quick podcast tonight because we haven't chatted for a few days. We haven't chatted for like a week, over a week.
I know, it's been a long time.
And we chat a lot, so.
I know, I miss you when I don't chat with you.
I know, I miss you
and
too.
And plus you're off having all this fun and I'm like, what the hell's going on?
I know, and I'm terrible at communicating when I have more than one thing to focus on. I didn't respond to so many messages while I was away this
week.
And
I'm like, I want hourly updates. I want to know where you are, what you're doing.
Okay, so where I was this weekend, for everybody who wasn't there with me, which is everybody which is listening, I went to Vancouver to see Anti-Flag and Real Big Fish at the Commodore Ballroom, which is my absolute favorite venue. I adore it. So anytime I get to see a show there is super exciting. And we went with a few friends. We had a hotel for a couple nights, which is a big deal for a mom to get away. So, totally. The reason you didn't get a lot of updates was because I was just sort of, I kept my phone in my pocket most of the time. I was trying to just like give her during the show. So the first thing I want to say is I wasn't a huge fan of Anti-Flag before I went. Like, listen to them, had friends that had listened to them, but not like a diehard fan. But they're one of those bands that now that I've seen live, I'm fucking obsessed. Yeah, they're that good. They have this really amazing way of, well, first of all, they're very like pro equality and, you know, like pro, you know, if there's anybody being oppressed, they want to fight for them.
Yeah. So and they're very political.
Very political right now, especially. Mm-hmm. Like they had an upside down American flag as their backdrop.
Okay.
And like one of the songs they had everybody chanting, but like everybody putting peace signs up in the air.
Uh-huh.
And then during one of their songs, they fucking got off the stage, brought the drums down onto the floor.
What?
In the crowd and his mic. And they fucking got everybody like crowding around them, singing and screaming and dancing while they played.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
It was...
I've never seen anything like that.
It was so cool. All of a sudden, he was just like, everybody back up, back up, back up. And he like pushed his way through and they brought the drums down. They brought the mic stand down. I have a cool video of it I should post. But like when I was talking, I think our friend Jack had commented on one of the, maybe my Instagram posts. And he said like the sense of community they build during a show is really crazy. And that's exactly what it was.
Wow.
So yeah, I was really blown away with them, and the energy they had was just like I was exhausted by the time Real Big Fish came on.
Yeah.
I was so tired.
But wait, back up even a little bit more because we were trying to get an interview with Real Big Fish.
Yeah, they
and we tried multiple ways and I don't know if it's their tour manager or their PR person or whatever, but he was emailing with you back and forth a little bit.
Right. So Earshot Media, who is their PR media company back and forth, didn't happen in terms of interview before the show, but he did get me a press pass.
Did he email you and say, can't do an interview, but we have a photo pass for you?
Yeah. He said, it's the best I could do. Sorry. Okay. Let me know if there's any problems. And I went and I picked up my photo pass and because I didn't know I was going to get a photo pass, I didn't bring my camera.
Right.
So I just had my phone. So I have a really cool.
Were you in the front with all the photographers?
No, because the same guys that were at Mill and Colin when me and you were there with like double crisscross cameras hanging off both their sides, they were all there too. And I was
and
like.
And all their camera bags and all their gear.
Exactly.
And their serious faces. Like, and totally
so
into
Tini
it.
Tini was like, get over there. I'm like, what, with my Samsung? My Samsung Galaxy? It's not happening. And besides, I was in the very, very front row anyway. So
yeah,
I was like 6 inches behind the photog guy. So I got some really good pictures anyway. But
okay. So you didn't use it at all?
No, I just have a really cool souvenir.
Totally.
Add it to the Mabel Syndrome folder of souvenirs. So yeah, Antiflag was great. Yeah. Didn't use my media pass, but I was in the front row. And then Real Big Fish came out, and I've talked about this a little bit before, but Real Big Fish was the first band that I ever saw live that was my kind of music. And it was at Warped Tour. We walked in. I walked right up to the very first stage that I saw and waited for a band to walk out. Had no idea who they were, and it was them. And they walked out, and I was fucking, like, just mind blown. I was 15, maybe? And, like, all the horns and just how they're interactive. So
yeah.
Turn the Radio Off is a pretty big album for me. And so to get it, to see it played pretty much start to finish was so good.
Was it an album show?
Yep. It was there. And it was for Antiflag, too. But because I don't
know. Yeah.
Oh, what's the name of the album? Run the government. Oh, fuck. I'm not even going to say it because I'll make myself look like a dick. But
okay.
But it was an anniversary show for Turn the Radio Off.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay. So they did that whole album.
Yeah.
And then usually they do a few more songs.
A few extras. They did a couple covers. They did a Mighty Mighty Boss Tones cover.
Oh, fun.
So that was pretty cool. But
yeah.
The other thing about, so I danced, I sang like at the top of my lungs. I got the set list, which I thought was really cool because that's a pretty.
Like, How'd you get it?
He just ripped it off the stage and he handed it to me. So
you didn't show your press pass?
No, but he did. I was standing directly in front of him screaming like a banshee the entire show. So I think he could tell I was solid.
Yeah.
But the other thing that's really crazy about this show that caught me off guard was the crowd was fucking crazy. Like crazy. And I don't go front row I'll go front row for face to face. Other bands, I tend to like stay on the perimeter now. Like I kind of like pick and choose who I sacrifice myself for.
Yeah.
But for Real Big Fish, I didn't even think about it. I was like, it's going to be a happy little ska dance group.
Totally.
Everyone's no.
Happy dancing around.
No. People were out of control. The crowd surfing was insane.
Wow.
So this is good. This is my favorite part of the whole show. So my friend Ryan, he was standing behind me, like with his hands on either side of me, holding onto the guardrail, sort of like protecting me in the middle of him. And, you know, every now and then, like if a crowd surfer came, I'd like duck and he'd kind of like throw them over me or that sort of thing. So this guy came up behind Tini and was like shoving and shoving and shoving and trying to get where I was standing. And he was like, no, dude, like back off. And the bouncer reached in and he was like, to my friend Tini, he was like, don't retaliate. Wow. And Tini was like, dude, I'm just standing here. I'm not doing anything. He's like, I don't want to fight. And so the guy comes up behind Tini again and I hear Tini go, fuck, ow. And I turned around and I I'm like, dude, did you get punched in the face?
Yeah.
He's like, no, the fucking son of a bitch bit me.
What?
Yeah. He took like full on his shoulder, like traps, like took a giant bite.
Are you kidding me?
Right?
What the fuck? Oh my God.
So like after the show, I was like, I hurt my thumb. I hyperextended my thumb in the crowd.
Yeah.
And it was really bugging me. And then I was like, dude,
how's
your bite mark? And he had like a full on like bruised bite mark. And so
did it break the skin?
No, thank God.
Oh God,
I texted him today And I said, how's your bite? And he says, it's a huge bruise.
Oh my gosh. I think he needs to take a picture of that and Instagram it to Real Big Fish and be like, I got bit at your show.
It was intense. Like that, it was a pretty, and like the crowd was really positive. It was one asshole, yeah, probably in a group of, you know, 500, but,
right,
but that's the first time I've ever seen someone get bit at a show.
Yeah. That's a new one to me for sure.
Can I also tell you something funny my drunk friends did?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So after the show ended and we all, you know, conglomerated and were waiting for each other at the back of the bar, my friend Robin and Jeff and Tinny and me were all standing there. Mm-hmm. And this stranger walks by and bends over in front of us and he picked up a tube of like shiny lip gloss, like lipstick.
Uh-huh.
And he handed it to Tinny for some reason. And Tinny handed it, right? Tinny handed it to Robin. And Robin like smothers her lips in it.
Oh no.
And then she hands it to Jeff, who smothers his lips in it. And he gives it back to Robin, and Robin goes to hand it to me. And I was like, I don't fucking want that. She's like, yeah, it's yours. And I was like, no, it's not. And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, some guy just found it on the floor and handed it to you.
Oh,
and
that's,
I was
so
like,
funny.
She's like, are you fucking kidding me? She starts wiping her lips. And then Jeff comes up to me and he's like, wait, do I have lipstick on? Do I have lipstick on? And I was like, yeah, you do. Oh, that's funny. And so they were like both like wiping and spitting their face. It's pretty funny.
Oh, that's gross.
It was pretty disgusting. So, yeah. But the show, you know what? The show was amazing. I was, oh.
Did you have a lot of drinks before?
No, I had a couple of drinks at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had like, I just had a couple drinks at the venue because I wanted to kind of keep my shit together. But,
So you're up to four. That's more than I usually
I was do. Up to four, but there was also, like, medical marijuana involved.
Oh, okay.
Because somebody has a prescription.
And so how did you ingest the medical marijuana?
So the person that had it is, okay, there's THC and there's CBD. THC is what gets you high. CBD is what's being more known as like the medical thing. So what we had is low THC, but really high CBD. So it's more of like a, I don't know, like you don't get high. You get sort of like calm.
Like mellow.
Like instead of having like a knot in your stomach and being like tense or worried or unsure or like, oh my God, we got to get there. I was just like, it's cool.
Oh my God, I think I need that all the time.
It's pretty awesome. Come to Whistler. You can get a prescription incredibly easy.
In Massachusetts, it's legal now too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So medicinal marijuana is legal right now, and then recreational will be legal in like a couple weeks.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So we can literally get it anywhere. And I am such a bad sleeper at night. Like I have insomnia and I have restless legs and all this shit. And
CBD?
So I'm seriously thinking about doing it.
CBD will help you pass right out.
Yeah.
It's insane. And like, so if you go to a medical dispensary, you can get like the percentage of CBD and THC that's in every product.
Mm-hmm.
So you know there's like 9% THC and 91% CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Cool. And I sound like such a dork, but I don't want to smoke it.
No, that's fine. Because you can, they sell it in capsules.
Yeah,
they sell
and
it
like
in
gummies and all
yeah,
that shit.
And edibles. Yeah. And they also, if you like a vaporizer, right? It turns it into vapor instead of smoke.
Yeah.
That's the other option.
Yeah. I am digging it.
So my answer to your question was I had four drinks.
Okay. Four drinks. For a good time.
Yeah. It was good. And I I don't think you have Pita Pit there. Pita Pit was our after show.
No, what is that?
It's like Subway in the setup.
Okay.
But it's a pita.
It's a pita. Oh.
And then they roll it up for you. So it's like a pita burrito.
So and then you just fill it with whatever you
want. Mm-hmm. And they, okay. they cook it all, and then they open up a hot pita, and they fill it, and then they roll it for you like a burrito.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. Oh, God.
So good.
And I said to the guy behind the counter how much I love pickles, so that he would just instinctively listen to me and put, like, extra pickles on, and he, like, handed me a whole bunch to eat while I was waiting.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I like that guy.
Yeah. I always like pizza when I'm drunk.
Pizza is my go-to afterwards. Yeah. But the last time I had drunk pizza in Vancouver, I got really sick. But I also spilled a bottle of hot sauce on it by accident and ate it anyway.
Oh, that may have had something to do with it.
I don't ever like to blame the hot sauce because then I feel like people be like, don't eat the hot sauce.
Right.
Which is just not an option for me.
Right.
So yeah, that was my trip away.
Awesome.
Did
it feel like a vacation?
It did. Oh, it did. So we had a hot tub at our hotel,
mm-hmm.
That pretty much nobody else used, which was great. And it was sort of like, it was outdoor hot tub, like not on the roof, but like on a floor overlooking kind of a little bit of a city view.
Oh, wow.
And we got takeout sushi delivered to our hotel room one night, mm-hmm. and Robin and I ordered so much food. And they didn't give us any napkins, so we just stretched like a hotel towel across our lap.
Perfect.
It was awesome. I took pictures of that because I was like, what else are we going to use? But the crappy thing is I left my bathing suit at the hotel.
Oh.
Bummer. Yeah. Fuck.
Like hanging up in the shower?
Hanging up in the closet. And when I hung it up in the closet to dry, you know what I said? I said, hey, I'm probably going to forget this.
Don't let me forget this. It's hanging in the closet.
And then I did. Yeah. But I got 2 new bathing suits delivered to the house today that I ordered. So,
oh right,
and they both fit. Order them online.
And are they both bikinis too?
Mm-hmm.
Because you said you're just going to drink and say fuck it.
It's bikini plan 2017 is drink 3 vodkas and not give a fuck.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a good plan. It worked when I was in Vancouver.
Yeah. So I don't know if I want to get too much into details of this, but speaking of bikinis and that kind of stuff, what?
Are you going to ask me about what I did?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was going to tell a story. Sorry.
But now do you feel like you should ask
me? Yeah, now I feel like you have some better story than I do.
No, I went for my Brazilian wax and I was going to talk about it.
That's what I was going to kind of talk about, except I had laser
done.
Yeah. But it fucking hurts like hell.
Like, does it hurt like, and then worse. Go away? Or does it hurt like permanently?
No. Just at the moment. It feels like a tattoo times 20.
Oh, that's a lot.
Like a bee sting. On your vag constantly. And it's not even like one bee sting and then you're done. It's like bee sting, bee sting, bee sting, bee sting, bee sting. And I was like, stop.
Oh.
And it would like hit a nerve or something and I'd like twitch. And
yeah.
Oh my God, it's so awful.
Okay, so when I went in for my Brazilian, my mom's gonna kill me if she hears me talking about my labia on my podcast, but she was like, have you been waxed before? I said yes, but not like full-on Brazilian all the way.
Yeah.
Okay, how close and intimate this girl is with your vagina is shocking.
Right. Yeah.
And then really she's like, weird. How does this look? I'm just like, just fucking just do it. And then I almost punched her twice. I punched the wall. I was like, does anybody ever hit you? And she goes, no, but, and I was like, I won't, I promise I won't. And then she did it again. And I just went whack.
Oh no.
Yeah, there's a lot of involvement. I don't think guys realize it. I do not think they realize it.
No, and I did not realize that laser was going to hurt that bad.
No.
I thought like, I don't know. I don't know what I thought, but I did not think it was going to hurt that bad.
Okay, when you got your Brazilian, did you get your ass crack waxed?
So, I've actually never had a Brazilian.
Oh, I thought you did that one time.
No, because, well, I did one time and I made her stop.
Okay.
She started getting in there and I was like, that's enough, that's enough. And the poor thing, she's like, but you came for a Brazilian. And I was like, yeah, I don't want it anymore.
I changed my mind.
Yeah. So, yeah. But when I wax and shave, I have to get that area. Yeah.
Okay. See, I was like, I said to her, I'm like, see, you don't need to go near my ass crack. Because I said to her, I'm like, I feel like if I'm, unless my job requires a pole, my ass crack is fine. And she was like, well, let's just see how far we get. And then she did it. It was like, no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't hurt as bad.
No, it doesn't. Do you know what hurts?
Other parts.
It hurts when someone's ripping hot wax off of a millimeter beside your clit. That's what it.
Yeah.
That's what fucking hurts. That is really the hurting hurts. Part.
Yeah. To just get like three hairs off of there too. It's so good.
Yeah. So yeah, that's our podcast about our vaginas. Fuck. If we didn't have any followers before, guess what?
We have zero now.
We have zero now.
Everyone's tuned out like, oh my God.
Oh my God, from punk rock to waxing labias.
Yeah.
Is that going to be our hashtag?
Is there anything more punk rock than waxing labias?
I don't
fucking think
so. That could
be our band name.
Waxing labias. WL. Do you listen to WL?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
What does that stand for? Waxing labias.
They're
really good.
Okay, so while I was getting my labia waxed and at a punk rock concert while my friends got bit, what were you doing?
A whole lot of nothing.
Okay, what was happening on Twitter? I want to know the Twitter deal.
Yes. So I've been trying to get an interview with Vinny from Less Than Jake. And the reason is because I'm a big Less Than Jake fan, and Vinny is, he writes all the lyrics for the songs, and he also is kind of the brainchild behind all of it. And I'm just really intrigued by him. I've met him a few times. He's really quiet. He's like introverted, or he seems to be anyways. And I just feel like there's so much, he doesn't do interviews very often, and I just feel like there's so much to him that's never really been brought out, right? So I'm like, I got to interview this guy. And I've even brought it up to like Rob Rufus. We were talking about Vinny and he's like, oh, you got to interview Vinny. Vinny's the nicest guy. He's so awesome. You got to talk with him. You'll love him, blah, blah, blah. And Amy Interrupter too. I told her that was my dream interview. And she's like, oh, he's the nicest guy. So everyone's like, he's the nicest guy around.
Go for it.
Yeah. So the first time I asked was, I think over the summer, this past summer, they were coming out for the Warped Tour, and I asked him over Twitter. All I said was, Vinny would be my dream interview. And he said, let's do it. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So I emailed him, and he was like, sure, no problem. We'll do it, you know, someday when I'm there for the Warped Tour or whatever. So I was like, sweet. So I did a shitload of research and wrote up like 3 pages of questions and all this stuff. And then he totally blew me off. He was like, what did he say? Oh, this was so funny. This was great. He goes, I said, so are we doing the interview when you're here? And he goes, yeah, well, what's your schedule like? And I said, I'm free the entire day. Just tell me the time and I will be there. I took the whole day off of work. I am going to the Warped Tour, so just tell me when. And he goes, no, you tell me when. And I said, dude, I'm totally free, but let's just say 5. And he goes, oh, nope, that doesn't work for me. Sorry. I'm like, dude, I said I was totally free. But whatever. So that was kind of annoying. So he totally dissed that time. He's like, nope, doesn't work for me. Sorry, next time. So then they came out here in November. I know. So then they came out here in November for back-to-back album shows. And again, I emailed him. Again, he said yes. And then the day of the show, he just never got back to me.
Oh, Vinny.
I know. It's totally lame. And it's just kind of lame to say yes and then back out, right? Like, especially after I've done all this research and all this, like, getting ready, and I'm excited.
Maybe he Googled us and nothing came up, so he was like, fuck this.
Likely. But other people have taken a chance on us, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I know I should give up.
No, Mabel Syndrome girls do not give up. We consistently harass and accost until
I know it'll be like the best interview he's ever done, and I don't say that lightly. Like, it'll be awesome. He'll have a totally good time. I have different questions. I'm not gonna ask how Les and Jake got their name. I'm not gonna ask what it's like to be in the scene for 20 years, like all the same stupid bullshit questions that get asked every time. Like, I have different interesting questions, and I really wanna highlight him as a person. And I know a couple other people that know him, and they keep saying, just keep going. Like, he's kind of, like, he just has a lot of balls in the air all the time, and he has a lot he's trying to take, you know, trying to keep track of. So just ask again. Everyone keeps telling me, just ask again, ask again. So I'm like, okay, I will ask again. So I was doing these passive aggressive Twitter war with him a little bit, because I did one. Oh, about the donuts.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's how Earshot Media, like, I had sent the emails and they didn't get our emails. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, for Real Big Fish, he was like, hey, I saw your tweet. What's up?
Right.
So, I mean, you have to exhaust every avenue.
Exactly. So I made a passive aggressive tweet about donuts to Vinny, and he liked it. But then I was like, I'm just going to go for it. So I just said, if we can get 4 retweets.
Just 4. Not 100. Just 4.
Just 4.
Us girls at Mabel Syndrome like to set the bar low.
Exactly. And it was supposed to be funny and self-deprecating and like,
you know. It worked.
Yeah. So I said, if we can get 4 retweets, Vinny will have to do an interview with us out of sheer, like, peer pressure, right? And so he wrote back, okay, okay, okay. And so it's like, okay, dude, so I guess you're going to do it this time, right?
No, probably not.
I emailed him and I was like, oh, I said, I love to start off all my professional relationships by completely annoying the person that I'm trying to interview. But I said, it would really mean a lot to me if you would do it. And he goes, he just wrote back, Boston, contact probably their tour manager, who is CC'd to this email.
That's okay, so it's happening, Vinny.
Well, no. So then I emailed the tour manager, and I haven't heard anything.
Oh, fuck. Now do we have to harass the tour manager?
I don't know.
Oh, balls.
I know. It sucks. So either Vinny was like, dude, I'm making you be the bad guy, which is probably what happened, right?
Well, you should take a sign to the show this week and be like at a hockey game, make this big, like, Jiffy marker poster board sign that says, like, Vinny bailed on my interview.
Right.
So totally. Instead of being passive aggressive, let's just humiliate.
Yeah. Well, there's a big thing with Les and Jake. I don't know if you know, but they're Vinny and Roger are both fans of Pez.
Oh.
And that was one of their first albums, was Pezcore. And so they both collect Pez dispensers. And so for probably like 15 years now, I've been throwing Pez dispensers up on the stage.
Oh, my God. I love you. Them.
Yeah. And like, so, and Roger every now and then will like tweet a picture of his collection. And I'm like, oh, there's the one I gave him. And I always write Boston Loves You on the back of it.
Aw.
And
you're so cute.
I'm dorky, but whatever.
You should have been at Real Big Fish this week with me.
I know. I wish I was. That would have been fun. But anyway, so I don't know what's happening with Vinny. I think it's like
slim. Well, here's what I think's happening. Vinny's going to have to eventually give in to doing an interview with us to avoid anything that resembles the movie Basic Instinct. Oh no, wait, that's a sex movie. Wait, that's a sex movie.
I'm not gonna show him my vagina.
Wait, that's a sex movie, right?
No, Basic Instinct is the one where Sharon Stone
and Michael Douglas
and she like do it the whole time. Her legs.
Yeah, but they have sex the whole time. Well, does she go crazy? Does somebody kill somebody?
Yeah.
What's the other crazy one where Glenn Close boils the rabbit with Michael Douglas?
Oh, fuck. Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
Me too. Which is also a sex movie, but it also involves...
Fatal Attraction!
Yeah. Okay, that's what I meant. Scrap what I said about Basic Instinct.
Like quirky, cute, crazy. Okay. There's a big difference.
We'll find a happy line between that.
Totally. I'll be quirky, cute, crazy, but not give up.
Well, I did contact one of the guys from Real Big Fish after the show and sent him a message saying that we didn't get a chance to get an interview, but maybe that would change. And I haven't heard anything back, but you know. he plays trombone. Hold on, I'm going to pull it up. Is it Billy? Right now. Yes!
Yes, Billy Cottage. I told you to contact him.
Yes, okay, so that's who I contacted. Okay. He's the guy in the middle of the stage. He's not like stage right or stage left. He is like center stage. I've
seen him. He's always been stage right.
Yeah, no, he was dead square in the middle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He was great.
He's super cool. He is either from New Hampshire, which I know you don't know your US geography very well.
That's
close to me. I think he went to college at UNH, and I've met him a few times, and he's really, really nice.
Oh, nice. Did you know that our prime minister and your president had a press conference today?
I know that they were meeting up.
Yeah, they had a live press conference today. You didn't watch it, did you?
No.
It was such a load of shit.
Yeah.
As in, like just no, you know, like half an hour, and it was just many questions with many roundabout answers. Mm-hmm. But there were a couple of good questions, and they just everybody avoided them.
Yeah.
Especially on like the refugee stance.
Was, like, kind of a cool guy. I'm surprised he's.
Well, you mean like working with Trump? We have no choice, right?
Yeah.
We're attached. Northern border styles.
Yeah.
So. But
he's
they
not
did
like
ask.
Refusing to meet with him or anything like that, which I guess you can't do. So.
No, you can't, right? He was basically, because one of the, you know, one of Trudeau's biggest things that he did since he took office was welcome 40,000 Syrian refugees to our country and get them settled and homed and da 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 da. So quite contradictive to Trump's first few days in office, right? Or 30 days or whatever. And they asked questions about it, and they both just were like, avoid. Donald Trump likes adjectives. He likes many, big.
Yeah, he doesn't say anything.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Yeah. It's so bizarre. Anyway, awesome. It was like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
And neither of our leaders really said or did much.
Right. That's to be expected, I guess.
Not like Mabel syndrome. We get shit done.
Totally. speaking of, so we have a lot of work ahead with getting the Bomb Pop stuff out. And what else do we want to talk about on the podcast tonight? Anything?
I don't know. I feel like my vagina was like, you know, the hot topic of the evening. But
well, both of ours, yeah. That's
both of ours. I don't feel like I have anything to bring up. Do you?
Oh, well, the Descendants just announced
yes!
those tour dates, which is so cool. So, again, you don't know your U.S. geography, but
no.
They're playing in Rhode Island, which is like 45 minutes from me. It's like super close. So I'm going to see them again. And I even tried to get tickets because it says, here's the link for tickets, but they're not available yet.
Yeah, same here. See, and
they're going to sell out.
I'm so used to tours being announced and then not getting to go because Vancouver dates just are so rare. And so the Real Big Fish one announced, and then Me First and the Gimme Gimmies, Vancouver, and then today Descendants has a Vancouver date. So that's pretty exciting. And the Descendants is in the summertime.
Oh, cool.
Which is good because that means I don't have to take time off work because school will be closed. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
I think they're coming here in September, which is a tough time for me, but whatever. It's close by, so I don't care.
And then Face to Face will, rumor has it, have a tour coming up. And who else? Is there anybody else? Strung Out's doing a couple album shows in California this week, I think. Bomb Pops,
Well, the Bomb Pops kind of alluded to a tour,
they alluded.
Right? Yes.
They didn't give us any info, but we're hoping that there's a tour coming up with them because I would love to see them.
Who do you think they would go on tour with?
Ideally, Bad Cop, Bad Cop, but...
but they don't have anything out right now. You know, I don't think they're going to go out until their album comes out. So, like, I would think Bomb Pops would go either, not co-headline, but, like, support, you know, of another big band or something.
Another fat band, obviously.
Right. Lagwagon?
Maybe. That would be cool.
Yeah.
There was, that's one thing I was going to say about the Real Big Fish show before we go, is that there were three opening bands.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, Anti-Flag, before Real Big Fish took the stage. But there was the two opening bands before Anti-Flag, Tally Ho, I think, was one of them. But the first band was, don't know how to say it, but... it's like pew pew pew, like the noise.
Like P-H-E-W?
P-K-E-W.
Oh, okay.
Three times. And when Real Big Fish mentioned them, he said, it's my favorite band to say out loud, and it's pew pew pew. And honestly, when they started playing, I was like, okay, opening band. You know, and then all of a sudden, me and everybody that I was with was like, we were like, holy shit, they're really good.
Oh.
So,
are they ska or punk or what?
They're punk.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, they're punk, but they were like fun, lighthearted, really good. And I went over to their merch table to buy an album, and their merch guy wasn't there. Like a different guy was there, and he's like, oh yeah, their merch guy's up at the front of the stage because he loves the band so much. And I was like, okay, I'll come back later. And then I never went back. But for anybody who's listening, pew pew pew
pew pew,
P-K-E-W. And they're really good. I really like them. Hey, let's harass them on Twitter and see if they'll do a podcast.
Yeah, totally.
Let's add it to our to-do list.
Okay. Our to-do list is really long.
I know it is.
But we'll get through.
But we're getting this done tonight, so that's good.
Yeah. All right, one more episode down. And thank you to the few people that listened.
Yes, and for the few people that signed off after we started talking about waxing our labia.
Yeah.
Could be worse. Maybe we don't wax. Maybe we don't take care of our labia.
Exactly.
And then people will be like, oh, at least they're taking care of shit. Right?
Yeah.
At least on that note, I think we should stop recording because it's going to go downhill from here.
Totally.
But I'll talk to you after we stop recording.
Yeah, like we always
do. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And stay tuned for Labia Part 2. Oh my God, let's hang up. Right? Do we need to hang up?
Okay, and stop.